This is the B-Team Podcast, a daily recap of what you missed this morning on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96,
a Boswell Media station.
Join us here for behind-the-scenes information, exclusive show content, and more. Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, appear as a guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at btpodcastms@gmail.com.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Brian Bemo Montgomery.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Rick Riley.
Don't everybody thank me at once.
This is the B-Team Podcast.
The B-Team Podcast.
We're here.
It's the B-Team Podcast. We thank you so much for tuning in. If it's your first time, welcome. If you're a repeat offender, welcome, 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 welcome. Y'all know what you're in for. B-Team Podcast, of course, is a daily recap of some of the things that you got to hear this morning on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96. You're home for BMO in the morning. And yes, at last, together again. What up, Brother Breck?
What's happening?
Oh, dude, I'm just happy to be out of the damn house. I'm sorry. I don't know how people who don't work, don't work. Because it would drive me absolutely
nuts. Oh, I get it. Last year when I had COVID, and they were like, you really want to do the show from the house? I'm like, yeah. I can't sit here for 10 days and not do anything.
Oh, hell no.
So I was like, bring me a laptop and a microphone, and I'm good to go.
No, I think the biggest thing that I'm happy most about not being home is the fact that Yvonne can just scare me whenever the house she wants, because she will purposely get behind me, and she's small anyway, but she'll creep up on you. She'll go, you all right? And I'm like, doing this with my head. And yeah, she goes, you look like that gopher from the commercials, you know, the scared gopher when he raises his eyebrow. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so. But she will purposely ask me questions from behind my head, so I've got to turn like this.
Yeah, turn your whole body.
And I'm like, what do you want, woman? But feel better. It's going to take, he said, 6 more weeks. So once I get this stupid thing off, I'll be a lot happier. I got this damn neck brace on.
Yeah, you look like you're going to traffic court with somebody rear-ended.
I'll tell you what, man. Speaking of rear ends, got to go to Walmart the other day, and it'd been a minute since I'd been in there. And it is that time of season when the stretchy pants make their way out. And while you can find them throughout the year, it's at this time of year when they look their best. And then you add in the whole Walmart flair, and it just creates something that is visually stunning in some cases. Although I'm a firm believer that stretchy pants like spandex, like handguns, should be something that you have to apply for, because one size does not fit all. I'm just saying. I'm not trying to say anything. I'm a big belly boy myself. But one size does not fit all. Just remember that. But if you haven't heard Carrie Underwood's new single, you got to hear this, because I'm telling you, the girl is on to something.
Time to celebrate the season. Haven't eaten all day. My tummy is growling because I've been saving up space. I've got my place at the table. Can't fit no more on my plate. I've got my fork in my hand ready to stuff my face. So bring on the turkey, potatoes, casserole dishes, because I ain't messing around with them buttoned up britches. You got them skinny jeans on. Girl, I feel sorry for you because I just tried it.
Just a little teaser, if you will, about the stretchy pants. Sweet thing about that song is proceeds from the single go to help Brad Paisley and his wife Kim with their underprivileged store that they have in Nashville. It's called The Store. And what it is, it's a location where people who are facing hard times can go get groceries for free, but they can do it in a setting and get to shop like a normal person.
Yeah, rather than like getting a handout.
I saw something over the weekend. I was thinking of you because college football on Saturday was probably the best weekend of college football action I've seen in a long time. Of course, Ole Miss gets the dub, Mississippi State gets the dub, and we're getting closer to playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs?
And it was funny because I was watching Cincinnati play USF, and I was like, uh-oh. And then, of course, Cincinnati comes back to win. But saw something that made me laugh, and I got to share this with you. So apparently over the weekend at the Ole Miss game, they're asking the cheerleaders what Texas A&M stood for. All I can say is y'all enjoy.
What does Texas A&M stand for? Agriculture Management. What does Texas A&M stand for?
Texas Aggie Managers.
What does Texas A&M stand for?
Texas Always Manages.
What does Texas A&M stand for?
One, two.
Thomas.
What does Texas A&M stand for?
Agriculture and Monuments.
What does Texas A&M stand for?
Agriculture and Mechanics.
She got the closest.
So, Brother Breck, who is not an Ole Miss cheerleader, what does Texas A&M stand for?
Good thing they're pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
Agriculture and Mechanical. It's like most land-grant colleges used to be. Like, Mississippi State used to be Mississippi A&M because they focus on agriculture and engineering.
Right.
So that's what land-grant schools do.
Yeah.
So, but, agriculture and Mechanical.
Always manages.
Yeah. I say, good thing they're pretty.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll say this. People used to talk about a friend of mine who dated a University of Florida cheerleader. I used to tease him all the time. I said, didn't they just resurface the field in Gainesville? He said, yeah, they put it in grass. I said, you know why they did that, don't you? He said, no, Mr. Florida State Seminole. Why did they put in grass as a swamp? I says the cheerleaders have something to graze on at halftime.
This is the B-Team Podcast, sponsored by Mammoth Power Company. The official workout gear of the B-Team Podcast. Lead from the front.
Get your shit in and go to work. Go to work.
Get your gear at mammothpowercompany.com.
It's the B-Team Podcast, and we thank you so much for back. And would you say better than ever? Not often that I turn to you and you're actually in here, but would you say better than ever or slightly better?
Are you talking about like you personally, like health-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're getting there.
About 80%.
Yeah.
Yeah, about that. Brother Breck, it feels so good to be back here. And I got to say a special thank you to Griffin Ross, the boss, Mr. $99 an hour.
In a snack machine.
Yes, he wants a snack machine.
I'm waiting on that snack machine.
That's right. He who wants to replace me when I retire in 11 years, which is now 10. But he wrote me a note, and I love the stickers because it's the important and the placement of the stickers is very, very important. But I love that he put BMO and a skunk. Yeah. He said, I hope you feel better soon. Love, your friend, Griffin Ray Ross. And then there's two little birds on a smiley face.
If you are listening, you are the cutest and sweetest little boy in the world.
I don't know what to say. It made my entire day, but I went out to the mailbox and found that, and I was like, oh, my goodness. So thank you, thank you, and thank you.
He's good to go because he's got, I mean, he's got his own return address label. Oh, that's right. There. It's not like written on there. It's printed. It's
no.
A sticker.
That's right.
It's a sticker, man.
And boy, the boy's all business.
He is.
He's all business.
I'm waiting on that snack machine.
Mm-hmm. $99 an hour. And he's going to buy our snacks. Don't forget.
Snack machine, man. That's what, I mean, I don't need $99 an hour. Just give me a snack machine.
He is adorable. You need to frame that and put that in your office right here.
I am.
Mom and daddy raised him right.
Yes. Jody and her husband are wonderful. And his grandparents, who listen all the time. I cannot thank you guys enough.
I want to meet this little boy. I would love to interview him.
Oh,
I think you should have him on your podcast.
I think we should. Whenever there's a spring break or a holiday or something that, you know, Mama can get in here because Mama teaches too.
Oh, okay.
So it's hard for her and him to get in here at the same time. Maybe I'll have Grandma bring him down or something. But
I've heard him a couple times and he is too much.
I'll tell you what. I'll dig it up for you. This is what Griffin sounds like. It's the B-Team Podcast. Griffin, how old are you?
6.
6 years old. Now, I understand that you come, you know, from a pretty famous family. You want to tell everybody who your mommy is?
She is a songwriter.
What kind of songs does she write?
She writes
song she likes. Like,
well, that's good.
Bless
don't you
your
think?
Heart.
Yeah, she sings "Bless Your Heart." Now, what's your mommy's name?
Jody Ross.
Uh huh. I got to ask a question because I know people are going to want to know who is more famous, because you were on the radio the other day, and you're on social media, and you're on Instagram, and you're on Facebook. Who's more famous, you or your mom?
Me.
Well, you will be after this. So I'm guessing you're 6 years old. You want to hear the Elmo song, right?
Beer never broke my heart.
Beer has never broken your heart? Well, I was going to say, are you old enough to drink beer? I mean, am I going to have to card you? Have to check your ID?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I mean, now,
well, I do drink Coke and Mountain Dew and Sprite and stuff, but I don't drink beer.
Do you get jacked
beer.
Up on Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
Like a spider monkey?
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be fun. You getting up in the chair? So let me ask you something. What do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to do?
Work here.
You want to work here? Miss Laura, we're going to need a hire packet. We're going to get you a hire packet. Now, do you need your own office?
Yeah. Put it right there.
You want your own office. Now, do you need a secretary? You need a secretary. It's radio. You have to talk. People can't see you shake your head.
I bet they might want to listen to me whistle.
Can you whistle? Let me see if I can get Brother Breck in here. Stick around. Coming up, Chris Davis will have a preview of what's coming up in news. And Brother Breck meets Griffin. This is going to be fun.
Move that and put it in there, and then we can put the tail right there, and I can have my desk right there.
He is just rearranging everything. Now, I understand that your favorite song is Beer Never Broke Your Heart. What else should we play today? Because, I mean, you know, you're the star. Decisions. Cue the Jeopardy music. Go ahead. Here's an idea. How about we play one of your mom's
songs?
You want to play one of your mom's songs? Okay. Well, should we play Bless Your Heart?
I agree with that.
You agree with that? I agree with it, too. So, coming up.
Bless Your Heart.
And who sings it?
Jody Ross.
And she is? Your mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mom. But I'll call her Jody Ross because I'm on the radio.
Because you're professional. Yes. B, we have gone from the three horsemen to the four horsemen. And I've got a feeling he's going to be the nature boy.
He's Ric Flair.
He is. Can you say, woo?
Woo.
Miss Ashley is here now with your hire packet, and we need to know if there's anything you need as far as salary or, you know, things to make your employment here a very comfortable one.
I need an office.
What else?
I'll need a fridge right beside my office.
I don't even have one in mine.
Now, here's the most important part.
And a snack
because
machine.
I'll sign that petition.
Okay.
And I'll back them on the snack machine.
I'll buy all of y'all one.
How much money a year is it going to cost us to have you join the team?
About like...
I mean, think about expenses.
99?
Is that an hour, a minute?
An hour.
$99 an hour. That sounds like an incredible bargain.
Top price talent, man.
That's it. We're getting them while they're young. So...
get what you pay for.
Now... Do you handle any of your mom's bookings? I mean, are you like a manager? Do you help her set up the stage and her guitars and stuff?
No, I just watch.
A very special young lady is in the building with us. You want to tell everybody who she is?
Jody Ross. She won the Choice Award, whatever it is. And she went to, like, a big, the Max and Kosciuszko.
She hangs out in Kosciuszko. You know, that world tour, you know, it just takes you everywhere.
Yep.
So, 6 years old.
Yes.
And he's like this. You are in for a world of excitement.
I'm telling you, it's never dull.
Now, has he always been talkative?
Oh my gosh, yes. From the time we learned to talk, we haven't been quiet at all.
Now, are you, I meant to ask you this earlier, are you a good student?
Yeah, he's a pretty good student. We're pretty smart.
Okay. What have you got coming up this weekend? I mean, because I know you're always busy.
Oh yeah. This is the first time I've got two gigs in one day. Going to Olive Branch to play at the Mississippi Ale House from 2 to 5.
Jenny.
And then headed to Collierville, Tennessee. To play from 7 to 10. So, yeah, I'm going to be on the road this weekend.
Well, you keep busy. I mean, you've got to. I mean, but only until he gets harder, because then he gets... He even does the finger! He's going to be making $99 an hour. You may not have to work.
She needs a baby.
She needs...
He went too far, didn't he?
I'll take that back.
So there you go. That's my future replacement in 11 years. Who? And by the way, he is counting down.
Oh, is he?
Yes. Jody asked him, well, what happens in 11 years if BMO doesn't want to retire?
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll work with him.
Oh, that's right. I remember hearing that. And he wants a snack machine. Is that right?
He wants $99 an hour.
Oh, okay.
He's got to have his own office, a vending machine, and a refrigerator, which Brother Breck and I will both sign off on.
Well, he needs to move to California then, because right now the pay raises are going up insanely over there.
Oh, God, yeah.
But, oh, my gosh, that's too cute. How old is he again?
He's 6.
Oh, my gosh. I can only imagine that boy at 16.
He's going
to rule the world.
He is. All that and a bag of chips.
Again, I would love to have him on the podcast. I mean, I think that would be quite the show.
He's one of those kids that you don't have to work with.
Mm-hmm.
You just turn the mic on and he does his thing, as you heard. I mean,
can he sing?
I don't know. He sang me "Happy Birthday."
Uh-huh.
But
I think we should have him sing a song, one of his mom's songs.
No, he probably wouldn't do that because it's not professional.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot. He said he's very professional.
He's very professional. So he'll probably have to write one of his own.
Oh, that would be interesting.
There is
your challenge. There is your challenge, Griffin.
Yeah.
You need to write your own song about something you absolutely love to do, something you love. Write a song. And then when you come on BMO's podcast,
yeah,
you can sing it to everybody.
Debut.
Yes.
The premiere. We'll have that for you. It's the B-Team Podcast.
If you see BMO smiling, yeah, he's probably thinking of doing something bad. If he's laughing, he probably already has. BMO in the morning, weekdays on Mississippi's Superstar Country. Kix 96.
It's the B-Team Podcast, and again, we thank you so much for listening. It is good to be back. I was contemplating putting in a best of while I was out. You would be shocked how hard it is to look at a monitor after surgery. I thought it would be something I could do. Just no. I promised everybody, as far as the doctors were concerned and Yvonne, that I would take a week off, stay away from it. I started practicing just sitting at a desk and looking at the computer for just different things. I can probably do it for about 3 hours now. Before I have to, I was going to share this with you, dude. This is the BMO survival kit for neck surgery. That is how you get through pain. BioFreeze.
Oh, it's like icy hot sort of thing.
Yeah, oh, it's awesome. And then, of course, the Vicodin, which, thank God for Vicodin. Time now for a feature we call Things We Learned Today. And we learned today that Carrie Underwood is not only the most beautiful woman in the world, who, by the way, her debut album came out on this date back in 2005.
Jesus Take the Wheel.
Huh? Yep. So congratulations to her on that and her amazing career. But not only is this woman beautiful, this woman is an incredible songwriter with the Stretchy Band song. Make sure you pick that up, because if you don't, you're going to regret it. It's probably one of the funniest songs I've heard in a long time. And the proceeds from the single help Brad Paisley and his wife with their store for people who were challenged with proper nutrition, getting food. There's no amount of money that you can put on something like that. And it's nice to see the Paisleys doing what they do to be there for people who, or struggling. Oh, your Brother Frank is smelling the BioFreeze. What are you smelling there, son? rub that on your inside of your forearm.
Inside of my forearm?
Yeah.
I mean, I know what Icy Hot feels like.
Yeah, but try that.
This looks like that glue
you
get in school.
That'll roll on. But just, there you go. I live with that stuff. That's some good stuff. We also learned today that PBR has wrapping paper.
Brother Breck has PBR wrapping paper in his house.
Yes.
Start wrapping some presents this week, I think.
We learned that I am very emotional when I come out of anesthesia. I literally was crying because I wanted Mason.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't know, dude. It was just, I was trying to think back of what, you know, what could have triggered that. And I remember talking to the doctor prior to going in about, you know, he's the baby and he's the last one. And he was kind of upset because he couldn't come back. So I guess maybe that had something to do with it. We also learned today that my wife is very sadistic when it comes to scaring the hell out of me because she enjoys it just simply for the laugh because of this face. And we learned last but not least, we learned that I can't survive without this job or this podcast or without you. So thank you again for the card, the casserole, and it's good to be home.
Man, it's good to be back. Man, up here by myself last week.
Yeah.
Kinda, I mean, I did that for 4, 5, 6 years by myself every morning here. So it's like in solitary confinement. So it's not like it was anything new, but still.
Yeah, I can definitely be more fun to talk to than, say, the ghost running around this building.
Yeah.
You guys enjoy the rest of your day. Till next time, it's BMO saying thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you tomorrow. Say goodbye, Brother Breck.
Goodbye, Brother Breck.
You've been listening to the B-Team Podcast. Catch BMO and Breck weekday mornings on Mississippi's Superstar Country, Kicks 96.
A Boswell Media station.
Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, the viewers and guests on the show, or for more information, contact them at bteampodcastms@gmail.com.